Welcome to Something Strange But True, a podcast dedicated to your experiences in the world of the supernatural. My name is Mysterion. It's a strange name, and it's simply because that's what I do, strange things. I am a mentalist, which means a mind reader. My show, The Sentimentalists, has been seen on such stages as America's Got Talent and We Are Foolers of Penn and Teller on the hit show Fool Us. I'm a collector of the esoteric, the macabre, the unusual, everything from haunted items, human skulls, and cryptozoology. I have a fascination with all things creepy and bizarre. The reason for doing this podcast is, well, quite simple. To hear your stories, know your experiences, and allow myself the opportunity to share with you, the listener, different things that I have experienced in my travels. Do I believe in ghosts and aliens and things that go bump in the night? I don't think that that's very relevant, because for those of us who have experienced a sighting, felt the presence of a ghost, or had an uncanny experience that has no plausible explanation, whether or not I believe doesn't matter. Let's start way back in 1983. My family and I moved into a small bungalow in North York, a suburb of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My family, consisting of my grandparents, my great aunt, and their three children, Tom, Brian, and Paula, and myself. I shared a room in the basement with my Uncle Thomas. My Uncle Brian also had a room downstairs. The remainder of the family were on the main floor. The house was small, but it did its job. One night, I woke up to see something that, to this day, I've never forgotten. There, standing at the end of my bed, was a frail, small, young woman, just looking at me. And as my eyes adjusted and I assumed I was just dreaming, she still gazed in my direction. I reached over to turn on the old portable television, and as the light permeated the room, she vanished. I thought to myself that surely I was seeing things and drifted back to sleep. As time went by, other members of my family experienced strange and bizarre things. First off, my cousin visiting from Ireland also saw a woman in the room upstairs when she woke up in the middle of the night. My Aunt Paula heard footsteps walking up and down the hallway, which was not an uncommon thing for my great Aunt Peg, would wake up in the night hearing the exact same footsteps, convinced that one of us were in the kitchen making a little bit too much noise. She would come out of her bedroom only to see there was nobody there and the lights were off. The family dog would refuse to go into the laundry room. And speaking of animals, a visitor in the house for the first time mentioned that she didn't know we had a cat. Well, we didn't. But she saw one, a phantom cat, in our living room. A disembodied ghost of a man was seen in the dining room. Noises and unexplained things like drawers opening and items going missing were commonplace. We moved out of the house in the late 80s. And when my uncles Thomas and Brian went back to the house to pick up a few items, they experienced something very nerve-wracking. Brian tried to unlock the door, and as he explains, it felt like someone was on the other side holding the lock, preventing him from turning the key. Eventually, he got the door to open, and at the moment it opened, heard someone running down the stairs, but there was no one there. Fast forward to the early 2000s. I'm in a car with my father and his daughter, my kid's sister. Now, let me explain that my father wouldn't have remembered I lived in this house at that time. He was not around, especially in that time and in that area. And there was no reason for him to ever know anything about these hauntings because I don't think they were ever discussed with him. As we were driving down the street, by chance, I turned to my sister and said, "That's the house I grew up in." And she said, "Oh, that's Tanner's house." Evidently, a friend of hers now lived in the building. We dropped my sister off a few doors down at her friend's house, and nothing more was said. A little while later, at an event, a young man walked up to me and said, "You're Kaylee's brother. I'm Tanner. I live in your old house." I looked at him and said, "Oh, yeah, I recall her mentioning this." And then he asked the question, "Is the house haunted?" Well, knowing I couldn't say yes, I asked him a question, which was, "Why would you think the house is haunted?" That's when he told me that he and his younger brother would be woken up at night by a woman standing at the end of their bed. Needless to say, this was pretty creepy. There was no way he would have known my experiences. And as time went by, Tanner grew older and one night attended one of my shows. After the show, we sat at the bar and he told me all his experiences, which mirrored mine. 2 years ago, I had a minor operation and happened to find myself in the area of the house. After talking to the doctor, my girlfriend and I left and I asked her, "Would you like to walk by the old haunted house?" Of course, the answer was yes, and upon approaching the house, we noticed the current owner was outside. I mentioned to him that I grew up in the house and that I had fond memories, and he invited us in. Reluctant, due to the fact that I've had nightmares about returning to the house, or nightmares where I was trapped in the house, or nightmares where the house would call me back, or nightmares where I was in the house forever. We went inside. The first place we went was downstairs, and it looked totally unlike how I remembered it. In fact, it had been completely renovated. Where there was once a hallway and little rooms was now an open concept modern basement. The only thing that I could recognize was the placement of the windows. I stood on the spot where the ghost would have stared at me, and I asked him, "So, where's the ghost?" And he replied, "There is no ghost." I looked at him again, and I asked, "No, where's the ghost?" And his response was, "Well, I guess the ghost must have left when I did the renovations." We went upstairs, and after a trip down memory lane, I ordered an Uber. While we waited outside for the Uber to arrive, I was saying goodbye to him and the next door neighbor who I hadn't seen in decades. The Uber pulled up. I looked up at the house, and I said goodbye. And it was at that moment that something strange happened. I felt a hand grip me by the arm. I was wearing a bomber-style jacket, and I looked down and the fabric had actually been pressed against my skin. Startled, I looked at my girlfriend and asked, "Did you see that?" Which, of course, she responded, "Yes." And stunned, I looked back at the house and said goodbye and thank you for remembering me. My name is Mysterion, and this is Something Strange But True. Stay tuned for our next episode where you, the listener, will have the chance to share with us your personal, bizarre, and creepy stories. I'll see you in my favorite place, the future.